A week after Hurricane Michael hit, parts of North Florida are still reeling, as you no doubt know. The death toll has been rising. Power could be out for weeks. And we're learning how far inland the storm wreaked some of its havoc. Rodney Andreasen is Emergency Management Director in Jackson County, Florida. He's in Mariana, where there were three deaths. And Rodney, you're an hour north inland from the Gulf Coast. What happened where you are?
Right. We took a direct hit. So when it hit us, it was right at a high Cat 3, low Cat 4, which is somewhat unusual for inland hurricanes, but this is becoming a norm on a lot of places, and people don't realize that the storm does affect people that deep inland. And when you've got a storm of this magnitude and moving as fast as it did, it held together a lot better.
Yeah.
And that's why we got such an impact.
Well, and the impact included you. Do I understand your home was hit?
Yes, it was. It was heavily damaged, and pretty much it is destroyed. The structure stood. The house basically overpressurized. It blew part of my roof off, and we're hoping to get some adjusters on it today.
Yeah, well, we're sorry to hear about that, but we know you're in good company there. Just give us a thumbnail of what Mariana looks and feels like.
It does look like, I spent 21 years in the military, and it's the damage is just off the scales bad. Mm. And buildings down. Almost every tree has been affected, snapped off halfway up. Mm. And it's a landscape I've never seen. People coming back that used to live here and come back so they don't even recognize the town.
Well, the county appraiser, Carla Peacock, told the Tampa Bay Tribune that she's guessing that 90% of the homes and businesses in the whole county, Jackson County, were damaged. She's using tax rolls and aerial pictures. Is that your sense?
I sense that. We had a crew go out and take a look, and they gave us an estimation that approximately 582 structures that they were able to look at were severely damaged. Mm. 400 plus are completely destroyed. So you're looking at 1,000 structures have been just damaged or destroyed.
Well, someone with Gulf Power, a spokesperson, said this isn't a restore that's ahead. It's a rebuild of the entire electrical grid. And we understand it's a patchwork of city and cooperative utilities. And that after big storms in 2005 and 2006, the utilities were told, do more tree trimming, improve the power lines, maybe put some of them underground to prepare for these storms. Do you think there was a failure to do that? Or do you think anything could have been done?
Right. I can say personally and professionally that the power companies did everything they could do. I can tell you unequivocally, they do an unbelievably awesome and difficult job. And they have had very aggressive programs to trim back those trees, to upgrade that grid. And I see people putting power lines underground. And yes, that is a good idea, but it also causes its own unique issues when you do that. But no, the power companies have have done an absolutely awesome job at upgrading things.
What are some of the issues? Because I think we heard in one report that Verizon is out in one area, but it's because their underground cables were affected.
And that happens because people don't realize that fiber does run between towers. And our biggest problem with that was the tower stood, the cables stood. It's just there was so much debris down, they could not get back to ensure the propane tanks were refilled for the generators, so the generators stopped, so they were not transmitting.
Look, you've got the personal here, but also the professional. What do you think should happen? A measure to improve communications among the utility companies and another to fund a study on storm response failed in the state legislature in 2017. Do you think the state needs to get back to, some form of high-level, emergency convening on what to do going forward?
We're looking at an infrastructure in this country that is 50, some of it's 100 years old. We need to take a very hard and fast look at all our critical infrastructure and see what we've got to do to fix it.
I've got to ask you, Rodney, just briefly, does there also have to be more of an acknowledgement that something is happening because of climate change?
I don't know if it's so much climate change as it is. It's just a natural process that occurs over the years.
You don't think this is, you're looking at an hour inland from the coast,
right?
A town wiped out, and, every scientist worth their metal saying that this is a direct result of warming waters.
And I'm sure there might be some issues of that, but I'll be honest with me, at my level, it's not a question of climate change. It's a question of changing the climate of people getting ready for these things. Mm. And I can almost guarantee you this will change the climate of my community and the attitude of those in this area.
Well, Rodney Andreessen there in Jackson County in Mariana, Florida, we wish you the best.
Okay, thank you very much.